What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, JoJo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494.
Nobody's perfect.
From the DeBoer Heart and Lung Center broadcast booth at Citizens Bank Park. An hour from now, we'll get to leading off. Phillies lineup is out. Bryce Harper in it. Will he be in it for both games of the doubleheader today? We'll get to that. And an interesting name that I saw this morning in trade rumors out there. It's not the first time. Probably won't be the last. But it's a Philly and it's a veteran. We'll hit that coming up in a little bit. Right now, though, we go out to the guest line. Elliott Shore Park, sponsored by Cozy Jewelers.
ESP.
Step up to the 50. That's color. Cut, Clarity, Carrot, and Cozy. Elliot on with us right now. Elliot, how are we doing today? Elliot? Okay. Elliot, go once.
Yeah, Elliot, the moment's too
big. All right, friend, I'll put him back on hold. You figured that out. So I
he said
hurt
Elliot.
Myself.
It was too big for him.
There was a moment too big for Elliot there?
That was too big. All right. That's surprising, though, because there's no moment that's too big.
No, Elliot's usually – which means it's obviously a connection issue, not an Elliot issue. In the meantime, our Twitter question, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Officially, the city has lost their mind. Would you trade Nolan Smith for T.J. Watt? Again, one guy – who's ticketed for Canton when he's done, another guy that has seven and a half career sacks. 61% no.
I got 61% to the people. I appreciate everybody that listens, especially when I drop these pearls of wisdom. I appreciate
it. Is that it? It's the pearls of wisdom?
No, it's just saying, because I have to, because a lot, like, listen, let's be honest. I love all y'all, but some of y'all ain't that bright. Like, that's just the fact.
Yeah.
And sometimes
I'm gonna need to cut that audio when you talk and have us drop that in.
And sometimes you have to long talk to get people to understand.
So the people
where you coming
that would
from.
Trade a young player with 7.5 career sacks for a star that's been a dominant player for 6 years.
See,
we're the people who don't get
it. No, but see, Joe, I know because you're emotional. You're very emotional. And I respect that, and I understand that as a fan.
This
you
seems
know.
Unemotional to me. It
no,
is,
it is. It's emotional.
No, it's not. It's
because
it's one guy's a great player now. One guy is hopefully
becoming.
But
let me tell you
great.
Why it's emotional.
Okay.
Because you don't care. Like, you're the type of guy. You were the kid, like, when your mom was in the store and she was buying groceries and stuff, you would go grab the Rice Krispies or the Corn Puffs or whatever. Didn't care how much they cost.
Cocoa Pebbles was
okay,
my thing.
Okay, the Cocoa Pebbles.
That was my thing.
You would grab them. Didn't look at the price tag. Right,
I want the cocoa. I want the cocoa
because that's all you wanted. That you ain't looking at the price tag. You don't understand that your mom over there clipping coupons or whatever, and then she pop you upside the head and tell you put the cocoa puffs back.
No, well, see, here's what you're missing. I understand that sometimes you can't afford the cocoa pebbles every week. I get it.
Not every week.
Yeah, but the price on the cocoa pebbles has come down. It's only
the price
Nolan Smith.
And
a late round pick.
Listen to what you just said. It's only Nolan Smith. Only the guy that had a huge impact in our Super Bowl win.
Yes.
For a guy that has shown – and thank you, Rhea, because Rhea's listening. Mm-hmm. And Rhea chimed in. He was invisible in the playoffs. Zero. Big old zero. Invisible in the playoffs.
Do you think he'd be invisible here with all these other great players around him?
You know what? Mm-hmm. Who's to say that he's going to be the same kind of player that he was in Pittsburgh? See, that's the thing that I don't think that we're realizing here is that – Nolan Smith is trending in the direction that you want players to trend in. And he's affordable. That's like, you know what this is like for all y'all out there that's dating? When you outkick your coverage and you try to date the young lady that likes to go to trips to Milan and get her feet done every weekend.
That's not for you.
You know, you say this. We have the best general manager in sports.
And want to go out to eat all the time.
He'll figure out the
money. We don't have to go out to eat every weekend. Can we go eat some Chick-fil-A every now and then?
Now, you just called Nolan Smith Chick-fil-A.
No, I didn't. I'm just saying.
Wow.
But
you want to keep him.
All I'm saying, okay, Houston's? That's not a real. Okay, Maggiano's? I'm talking about the restaurants in Atlanta.
Let's go to LA.
Cheesecake Factory. There we go.
Who's the Cheesecake Factory? Why?
I'm just saying. Sometimes you want to eat at Cheesecake Factory. We got some good food, by the way.
So Nolan's the Cheesecake Factory?
I'm just saying. Every now and then, you don't have to go eat at Shea, whatever.
Langoliers
or whatever.
Del Frisco's.
That's got some damn good steak.
Isn't Shea Langoliers a player for the A's?
Yeah, it was. It just popped in my head.
What?
Be quiet, Mike. It was going to fly. Be quiet.
The A's catcher? Elliot Shore Park's with us. Elliot, how are you?
Man, it's funny because I was that kid when I was grocery store shopping with my mom when I was younger. Always wanted her to buy me Sports Illustrated for kids every time.
You look like that kid. You used to get popped in the head talking about, put that magazine back. You don't need
100%.
This.
Every week we'd go, I'd bring it up and say, please, just, you know, it's 50-50.
Just one time.
Exactly.
Give me this
just
magazine.
Just the one time until the next time when I want it again. But, yeah.
It's funny you brought that up. So when I was a kid in school, like when we went to the library as a class, I remember vividly have this memory of the librarian saying, you know, there's also books. I just wanted Sports Illustrated for kids, Elliot. We were workshopping our takes long before we got here. That's all it was.
Exactly right. I can only imagine the bad takes we had as kids, since as adults we haven't gotten much better.
Would say that. Yeah, here's a good take, though, at least in my mind. If the Eagles can get T.J. Watt for Nolan Smith and a late-round pick, I think, Elliot, the price – is, and I know I'm not saying this as a disrespect to Nolan, because I think a few months ago people would have thought multiple high picks, right? If that's the price and I'm Howie, I'd have to do it. Elliot, where do you come down on the idea that was thrown out yesterday by Andrew Filippone, maybe more of a player-for-player thing with a late-round pick rather than a bunch of picks? Would you do that, Nolan and a late-round pick for a T.J. Watt?
I would do it. I would. And honestly, if you would have asked me 2 months ago, I might have said no. But right now, going into camp, I just did something for the Go Birds pod where I looked at every player on the roster for a previewing training camp. And when I got to the defensive end position, I went into it thinking, man, I'm excited about Nolan Smith. I'm excited about Jalix Hunt. And then you look at the actual production that the two have and the actual production that all their defensive ends have. And I would guess that of all the true contending teams, like the teams we actually think could win the Super Bowl, they have got to have the least experienced edges on the team. So I think Nolan Smith, it's actually a compliment to Nolan Smith to say that you could trade him for T.J. Watt. That does speak to the upside that he has. But this is not really a team that has to hold on to young players. They're young all over the field. At almost every position, they're young. In fact, I think the only one you could argue they're old at is maybe tackle because of Lane. But outside of that, they are not short on young upside guys. So it would hurt to trade Nolan Smith. I do think he has upside. But this team could win a Super Bowl right now, and T.J. Watt is a way better edge right now than Nolan Smith is.
Well, I agree with that, so certainly, especially the last part. Elliot, I want to hit on something that I brought up earlier, because when people push back on the idea, there's a sense of, hey, T.J. Watt's going to be really expensive, which obviously he will, right, when he signs his next contract, and I'd imagine the team that trades for him will give him an extension. And the Eagles clearly are planning for the future with Jalen Carter's contract and a lot of other guys here that are going to get expensive. But Elliot, Nolan Smith was a first-round pick in the same draft class as Jalen Carter, so he's also extension eligible after the season. And I'm not trying to say he's going to get the same money as Watt. Obviously, he hasn't accomplished that much yet. But if he has a good year, Elliot, a year from now, I think he's going to get in the $20 million range on his extension. So while he's much cheaper, that gap between their salaries isn't going to be, you know, $35 million difference for very long. I imagine Nolan's going to get paid after the season if he plays well.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, if Nolan had, let's say, 10.5 sacks this year, is it crazy to think he could be a top 10 edge in pay next year? I don't think so. With his draft pedigree, his age, his upside, and obviously if he has that year, the Eagles will be, you know, excited about paying him because that's someone you can hold on to for a long time. We're all just assuming Nolan Smith is going to be great next year. There is just as good of a chance that in his second year as a full-time starter with a full year of tape on him, or half a year, I guess I should say, the league does adjust to him. Now, if Nolan doesn't have a great year, does that mean he can't be a great player? Of course not. We saw Jalen Hurts after 2022 take a step back in 2023 and then rebound in 2024. So I'm excited about Nolan and Jalen, but we all need to take a step back in terms of what they actually are versus what we think they could be.
Yeah, I think that's really – and I think part of it is they won with these guys. So a lot of people are like, well, they could do it again. And maybe they can. But, you know, each individual's got to be viewed in its own prism. Elliot –
Well, I would just say quickly, they won with them on the field for sure, and they played great in the Super Bowl. This Eagles defense, for the first time in my time covering the team, was built from the secondary in. The back seven made the front four better than I think the front four made the back seven. So – yes, Nolan Smith played well in the playoffs, for sure. Jalen Hunt played well in the Super Bowl. But, the majority of last year, we were all concerned about the defensive line and the edge position. The back seven were the ones that held the defense together. And the back seven have questions now. So they might need a better year out of this line than they got last year.
So, Elliot, another part of this that I was thinking about, and I'm curious if how much you think the Eagles would factor this in. Let's say the whole hypothetical we're talking about becomes real. Like, the Steelers call and they say, would you do this? And Howie says, let me get back to you. Elliot, do you think the Eagles would consider, if not here, where are they going to ship him? And, like, how much that matters to the equation? Because I saw a thing the other day of the most likely Watt destinations, and they were all NFC teams, and they were mostly contenders. Maybe one or two were not quite contenders, but mostly they were, like the Commanders or the Lions. Do you think that would impact if the Eagles would say, yes, if they don't accept the deal, we're going to ship them to an NFC team that you have to face?
I don't think so, and I don't think it would be crazy to factor that into your decision. If you look at, you know, maybe the two teams that are their biggest competition, let's say Washington and Detroit. I'm sure those are two teams rumored to get him because they both – need help at edge, and you know they're both contenders. Obviously, you don't want to see him go there, but the Eagles do have a great offensive line. They have great tackles. I don't think they would be afraid of that. So I don't think it should factor in. Like, I don't think that's how good franchises make a decision. And the other thing is, I don't think they're going to trade for T.J. Watt. Howie Roseman does not pay top dollar for edge rushers. If you look at the money he's paid to edge rushers, it has been Bryce Huff, who got good money for sure, but he was not top five in the league at his position. Josh Sweat never got huge money. Hassan Reddick never got huge money. They just don't really prioritize, as much as they prioritize the position in the draft, they don't pay top dollar to edges. So if T.J. Watt was willing to come here and, let's say, just play out the year, up his value, he'll be on a better team, I could picture them working with his contract there. But if part of the equation of acquiring him is paying him, I don't think they'll do it. I would, but I don't think they will do it.
You got anything to say over there?
No, I was about to sound like, you know, see, I'm over here.
He's shrugging, nodding and shrugging like I told
well,
you
no,
so.
No,
like,
I'm, yeah. I'm sitting over here. I'm talking to Robert because, you know, I told you he was at the pad.
Robert
the
pad, Mathis.
Yeah, I'm talking to Robert, and he said, you know, and I was just asking him about what did he see from Nolan. And he said, man, he's a twitchy cat, very, very explosive. He said he wish he could work with him more. He wish he could work with him more. And he said, and I asked him, I said, right now, upside, Nolan or T.J. Watt? He said Nolan all day. Like, and he's worked, like, he's been coaching for years, and he's been working with these guys. So he said Nolan has the better upside.
So, Elliot, I think off of that, what's interesting is what matters? Like, is it the upside that matters, or is it the next two or three years? I mean, I could see why you look at it either way. So, like, hey, look, we have a great chance to win for the next 5 years, or, hey, we have the best roster right now. Let's try to win two more Super Bowls in the next 3 years.
I'll let you go, Elliot.
Just quickly, so if you look at the top four edges, let's just do the top three edges on the team right now. Mm-hmm. Nolan Smith, Jalen Hunt, and Azeez Ojulari. Are we even confident that over the next 3 years, Nolan's definitely the one that would have the most sacks? Jalen Hunt has a ton of upside, too. He is just as good of an athlete, in my opinion, as Nolan is. Now, he's probably a little further behind in his development just because he hasn't played as long. He didn't go to a big-time program. But Azeez Ojulari was a first-round pick. He was drafted, if I remember correctly, wasn't it before Nolan? I know a different draft class, but he was drafted higher than Nolan Smith.
Yeah, Azeez was supposed to be that dude coming out of Georgia. Yeah, he's
right.
Pretty good.
So, they are not short of guys on upside. I would understand if they had a bunch of old edges and then Nolan was your hope for the future. Then it's like, okay, you got to think about it. But if they trade Nolan, which again would sting, I don't think anybody's saying they want to trade Nolan Smith, but you're acquiring a great player. If they trade him, they still have upside on the roster. They would just now have a sure thing in TJ Watt.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Yeah, they would. All right, Elliot, while we have you, a couple things. One, we need your thought on where we're at now with Fritz and DeCamera.
Yeah.
If you had to bet right now, and I would set the line at DeCamera is now the favorite, right? Minus money on DeCamera, you'd get plus money on Fritz. If you had to bet right now, would you bet on the underdog Jack Fritz or the new favorite Joe DeCamera?
So I would still bet on Jack. And so I'm actually out next week. So I'm going to preemptively give my take here on what happens. Let's say Jack loses baseball, right? He goes down 2-0. In any regular best-of-five series, you would say, this is over. There's no shot. This is not a regular best-of-five series. They're not playing the same game each time. So while I think he probably will win baseball, if he doesn't, the next three events are much more athletic, right? Basketball, running, and I don't know how athletic tennis is, but I think it's more athletic probably than baseball.
Tennis is very athletic.
No, it's hard. I just mean they're not physically competing against each other in the way you are basketball. But if he loses the next one, I think he could definitely win the final three. So the way this is set up, I think, was probably always, not intentionally, but I think Joe always had a chance to jump out ahead because of the nature of the events.
Yeah, I'm with you in that Jack's going to win. I think Jack's going to win baseball. So I think it's going to be 1-1. The only question I have now is, can Jack get off the mat mentally? The physical thing has been – it's Jack the whole time, Elliot. I'm with you. Like, he should win this thing still. It's just one out of five that he lost. Can he get up off the mat mentally? And, Elliot, I'm wondering about this baseball thing. Like, if I'm Joe, I'm going to put on the air. I wouldn't swing at a single pitch. I would just make Jack throw three strikes every time, because after what I saw in that golf thing, the question is, if Jack walks him the first plate appearance, like by accident – does he get in his own head? Like, how much does that worry you as someone who's still betting on Jack?
So, a little bit, for sure. I do think the first at-bat will probably dictate who wins the whole thing. I think if he strikes out, it wouldn't shock me if Jack just mows him down from there on out. If he walks or he hits him or whatever, yeah, obviously I would get concerned. But I also think that with baseball, although Jack, that is his sport, he does have the tougher task here. Like, to your point, Joe could just sit there, not swing, and still win. And as someone that's actually had Jack pitch to him, and I made contact off him a few times, like, I do think that it is harder than we're all thinking for Jack. So baseball to me is 50-50. I think he has a tougher task, but the reason I picked Jack is because I think the next three events are truly about athleticism, and that's where I think his age difference and being in better shape will help him.
Well, Elliot, if you're thinking like a better, you wait until Jack loses baseball, and then you jump on the big odds to win this thing in five. Elliot, we appreciate you hopping on. Enjoy your week off next week, and we'll see you and talk to you in a couple weeks.
Have a good one.
All right. Sounds good. Talk to you soon.
There he goes. Elliot Shore Parks there. So did it surprise you that Elliot would do the Smith for Watt deal? Because Elliot has been, I'd say, more conservative with the way he's approached, like, what the Eagles need to do, what they have to do, where they're at. I was a little surprised he would do it.
Yeah, I was a little surprised because, you know, the financials. That's what we're talking about. That's what I'm stuck on.
But I hear you on that. But Howie Roseman's the best at what he does. I'm not – like, if they trade for T.J. Watt, I don't think they're going to lose five players because they traded for T.J. Watt. Howie's going to make it work.
Well, most times when you trade for a guy that's asking for the type of money that he's asking for, he's going to usually get it.
Yeah, but he'll get his money. I just mean it's not going to crush their salary cap.
Well, it puts you in an odd spot.
Yeah, it makes it more challenging.
Yeah, it makes it a lot more challenging, but why make it more challenging when you're already in the sweet spot and you just won a Super Bowl and you're poised to go back?
Well, they have a good chance. I don't know if they're poised.
Well, we don't
know what this team is yet. No, we know what
we know what the offense is.
We know who the players are, and we know what they should be on offense. We don't know quite how good. I mean, Elliot just said to us he was looking at the edges, right? The edge guys. Mm-hmm. And he was taken aback by how little they've done in the NFL, right? Jalix, Nolan, Azeez. Mm-hmm. Those are probably the three edge guys that are going to get the most snaps. And what do you think they have combined? Like 15 career sacks?
Something like that.
Maybe a little more.
And it worked.
Azeez might have 20-something. But, like, we don't know if it'll work yet.
Last year.
But Josh Sweat was here. Josh Sweat was a more trustworthy player. Like, he had a career, a Pro Bowler.
He was battle tested.
Yes. These three are promising. I like them all individually, but, I mean, I don't know how good they're going to be.
See, we don't know what we don't know.
Yeah, that's a good
point. And that's a fact because we didn't know last year that this defense was going to pave the way with all these new moving parts. And that's why I feel bullish like I do because they were in this defense for a year. And the leaps and bounds that they took in a small sampling size in 1 year was tremendous. I expect them to be a lot better because they're going to be a lot more cohesive and they're going to understand the concepts a lot better. Even when you're sticking in. Like, think about it like this, Joe. Last year, it's safe to say that you had 6 to 7 new parts on that defense, right? Mm-hmm. And they were the best defense in the NFL, right?
Yes.
Now, this year, you're implementing 2 pieces. Probably a new safety.
No, I think it's more than that.
Okay, 3.
Well, we have a new safety.
Okay, you're right.
New corner.
New D-tackle.
New edge. New other linebacker.
But
so it's like 4 or 5.
But my point is still valid because you got guys in there that have been in the system. Now, their roles might change.
Right.
But they've been in the system. So it's not going to be like the stuff that they had to learn last year and get caught up on. They're not going to have to do that this year.
You know what I think it is? I like certainty. And there's a lot of
– You don't like the unknown.
No. I mean, and it could play out your way where the questions become positive answers, right? Jalix takes a huge leap. The Nolan Smith we saw down the stretch, he does it for full – I mean, if he plays the way he did the last 10 games, he's going to be a Pro Bowler. Like that Nolan Smith was a Pro Bowl player. But there's – I mean, Elliot's not wrong. There's uncertainty on what they're going to be. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. On the other side, we'll hit all your phone calls here on this Watt and Nolan Smith thing. Would you trade Nolan – I mean, it's a simple question. Would you trade Nolan Smith for T.J. Watt? Yes or no? You know, Andrew Filipponis on us yesterday. He threw out a late-round pick. And that's really not holding anyone up, a late-round pick. It's Nolan Smith. Would you trade Nolan to get T.J. Watt?
No.
I would do it. Hugh Douglas, aversion to greatness, would not do
it. Aversion?
Yeah, you have an aversion to greatness.
Oh, I thought you said a virgin.
No. Aversion. You have an aversion to greatness.
That ship sailed a long time ago.
You're a clown, bro.
Wait a minute.
Cue aversion to greatness. All right, well, on the other side, your phone calls. And two things that happened here at WIP that we got to get to yesterday. Number one, what happened on the afternoon show with Fritz, with the camera, where we're at now with this whole thing. And I have to detail for you what happened. We played video games yesterday on Fantavision.
Had a ball.
And the kids roasted Hugh Douglas. And I wrote down, I have notes in front of me, of the kind of play that we saw to Hugh on that big screen yesterday. It was worse than any Phillies fundamentals we have seen in years. 215-592-9494. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Coming up at noon, leading off as we'll get you set for a doubleheader today. Phillies-Padres. Mick Abel going in the first game. Christopher Sanchez tonight. Our old buddy Nick Pivetta pitching, I think, the first game for the Padres. At least one of these games. Cease in the other game. So we'll get you set up for a doubleheader. Bryce Harper is in the lineup for game number one. We'll see if he is going to play both ends of a doubleheader just a day or so after coming back. All right, before we go back to the phones, and we'll get to all your Watt and Nolan Smith calls here. Hugh, a couple things yesterday, as we have to always be transparent with the audience here at WIP.
Do we have to?
We do. Yep, we'll get to what Jack's old golf coach said on the air yesterday on the afternoon show. But first, I just want to pull up this note on my phone because we had a cool opportunity yesterday.
It was fun.
Yes, we had a chance to play MLB The Show on Fantavision here at Citizens Bank Park. It was part of the Phillies Fantastic Auction, a winning family bid, obviously a wonderful and generous donation to the charity. And as part of it, we would play with the winners, right? So it was a couple families there, some adults, but then the kids were playing, right?
Yeah,
so,
the kids.
So we played. First they were playing, then we got up there, and we're like, nah, you guys could keep playing, but they wanted to play against us. So you and I formed a team, and we kind of went back and forth, you know, every inning or so we switched the remote back. And, you know, I'm not trying to say that I was dominating. I wasn't. I think we both pitched pretty well.
Yeah, pitching was easier to do.
Yes.
Than actual hitting.
They held us down offensively. We started bunting. At least I did, to try to get some runs on the board.
Yeah.
But we weren't raking. We needed to keep it a low scoring game.
We definitely were not raking.
No, it was more like the 2025 Phillies. We needed to win a low scoring game.
So, you guys bunting and MLB The Show is soft, by the way.
I bunted a lot,
yeah,
Francisco.
Listen, Francisco, we were getting shut down. It was a 1-0 game, and we're trying to manufacture some runs. Okay, so give us a break. But here's what happened, and the kids encouraged me to write this stuff down so I could share it. This is some of what Hugh allowed when he was, you know, in charge of our team. There were multiple pitch clock violations.
Multiple.
I'm not sure if there were two or three, but you had—
No, it was like four.
Okay. There was defense that you can't even imagine how bad, including you allowing an inside-the-park home run.
Yeah, they took advantage of me.
On a ball that should have been a single. Yeah. At one point, I think they bunted, and you got the ball with JT because we were the Phillies.
Yes.
And you, instead of throwing to first base, you dove on the ground as if he, like, collapsed.
I didn't understand the bunt.
Okay? Hugh's base running is unbelievably bad. He tried to get to third base on a ball that was normally a single.
Made it.
He just kept running.
I didn't know how to stop running.
Okay.
I didn't know how to stop running.
At one point, you threw behind a batter.
Yes, I did.
And to top it all off, you let Alec Bohm steal a base.
Yes,
probably the
did.
Slowest runner on the team.
Yes.
What did you do? What do you have to say for yourself?
Okay.
Here?
First, in my defense.
Two pitch clock violations?
It was like four.
It
was like four. I've never played it before. And those kids took advantage of the old man. I felt taken advantage of. And the worst part about it was, once they realized how sorry I was.
Yeah, they went after you.
Oh, they doubled down. They started talking trash. And the one kid asked me, and I got hot for a minute, but I had to remember it was kids.
And it was for charity.
Joe, when he asked me, he said, "Is that the only pitch you could throw?" And I was about to be like, "You little." And I was like, "Wait a minute.
Let's self-edit.
It's not that serious." You know, because as a video gamer, you know, when you get on there and people get to, you know, playing Call of Duty or a game like that, they start talking trash. Kids are the worst trash talkers. Anybody that's on a mic know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So I had them physically there with me talking trash. And I had to remember that they were just children, because they hurt my feelings, Joe. I mean, I'm going to be transparent. Mm. My feelings was hurt.
This is really.
Hey, Francisco. And you know what the absolute worst part about it was?
Well, we lost. That was.
Well, that. And then they just started passing the control around. I felt like a doorknob. Everybody got a turn. I felt like my name was Diamond. Who want a piece?
Who wants to embarrass you, Douglas? You want to play?
And then, you know what? The little girl, like, she asked for the autograph before we started playing. Because if she'd asked after. I don't know if I would have gave, because I was in my feelings.
I just don't understand what happened on the multiple pitch clock violations.
Because, Joe.
Just press a button.
No, because I'm trying to, you like I'm trying to learn on the fly, right?
Yeah.
So then when you were playing, I tried to Google, and you know, when we kept pushing the X button.
Oh, you tried too hard.
We were, because we getting killed at that point.
Yeah.
So pushing the X button in the show, you're trying to go for the home run.
Right.
So I figured out, okay, it's certain swings that you have to have. Like, if you go for the home run, you're sacrificing accuracy.
Yeah, kind of like
Schwarber. But you get more power. Yeah, you're sacrificing accuracy.
Sure.
So I said, okay, well, let's go for just get a first bunt, a bunt or something, base hit.
Moving runners, like Bryce Harper.
I was trying to move runners. I moved a few runners.
You did.
But they kept running.
Well, that's also part of the problem.
I didn't know how to make them stop.
When Hugh had a bloop single to center and he tried to get the third on it, I knew we were in big trouble.
And then I started – then I figured out the bunt button.
Yeah, we both figured that out.
And then they got mad. The kids got mad.
Well, that was our only offense.
So I'm trying to bunt.
We lean into that for a couple innings.
They were like, "You're bunting Bryce Harper?" Yes. Yes, I am. That's not what he does. He does it today. And that's what I told him. And I had to tone it down a little bit because the parents were there. I'm like, whoa. But it gets like that when you play video games. Man, see, mom and dad, they ain't understand.
Well, they were laughing at us too.
Well, they were laughing, but it gets serious. It gets real out here in these streets. But when they start talking trash, I was like, dog.
Yeah.
Y'all talking trash?
It was not a good spot for us.
Yeah, it was not.
They won. We lost. And Hugh played the worst fundamental baseball I've ever seen.
It was the worst. Yeah. But
When they had the inside the Parker, that's when they went from giggling to like, they'll talk about this forever.
And they were laughing. And they were like, you know, high-fiving each other.
Yeah.
That hurt. I mean, it hurt. It hurt bad. And I had to sit there like the adult. See, this is times like that where I hate being an adult. Because I know how I'm supposed to act, but that's not how I want to act in that moment.
Yeah. Well, you had to set the example. They were
11. Yeah, you know. And that was a struggle. That was a little bit of a struggle for me. But I got through it. I laughed and giggled about it. I got in my truck and I cried a little
bit. This is really.
Joe, I cried a little bit. My pride was hurt. was hurt a little bit. Don't nobody hurt your feelings. It's the truth. Nobody hurts your feelings like kids.
You know why? Because it's real.
Yes, genuine. Yeah. It's raw. And that's why when they were sitting over there and they're laughing and giggling at me, that cut deep.
Yeah.
That cut deep.
And now the rest of the summer, we got to play against that old guy and we cooked him.
He was like, you know, you mean that old fart? He was horrible.
That guy, he used to play. He doesn't know anything. Let's go to Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
Man, bleep those kids.
Hey,
they
Jeff.
They are losing.
I wanted to say it so bad, but I was like, I got to be a grown-up.
I know. They're losing zero sleep over they took advantage of it. Because you know what they do? Because I've been a victim of this myself. Don't want you to play, but they won't tell you everything on how to play the game well.
No, and they didn't, because I'm sitting there, and they didn't tell me. No. You know what the worst part, Jeff?
It's not their responsibility
when the game,
to help you.
They start stealing bases. They just start stealing bases just because.
Run it up.
I couldn't stop them.
Okay.
I couldn't stop them.
Two quick food things for you, Hugh. One, there's a new Buc-ee's opening up that's just opened up this weekend in Harrisonburg, Virginia. So it's not as far away.
No, I told you. That's like a four. I already Googled. It's like
he
a 4-hour trip.
Four and a half hours. Yep.
Yeah.
Also, you need to, if you haven't already, get a sub or a steak sandwich at the Claymont Steak Shop.
I've been there. You know what I got, though? They have the steak fries, right? But I ended up getting the club sandwich. The club sandwich was banging, though.
Dude,
club sandwich was banging.
Good, man.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I've been there.
All right. So I'm with you on this, Joe. Initially, you would think, yeah, bring TJ Watt here. But I think there's more upside in the long run with Nolan Smith. And why would you put a whole lot of money out on TJ Watt when you might get 2 years out of him, two good years? But you still got to pay some of these other guys on defense in the next couple of years. I just don't think financially it's the best move to make.
So I do agree with the idea that there's more upside, right? One guy's 24, one guy's 31, right? So there's a real chance Nolan's here for 7 more years or 10, you know, whatever the number is. And that, no matter what, Watt won't be that. The one part about this, Jeff, that I don't know, you don't know, I don't know if the Steelers or Eagles know, is like, is Watt going to age like a Jason Taylor or Strahan or, you know, some of those guys last until they're 35, 36, 37. Or is it going to be more like, and I don't mean this as a dig, just, you know,
a little bit.
It's more like Hugh Douglas, and at 32, it's over. I mean,
I'm just saying the brightest stars burn the brightest. They burn out the fastest.
Yeah.
That's all
you
I got
to say.
You've
been sitting on that one for a while.
If he's more like Hugh, then it's a bad trade.
If he's more like Jason Taylor, if I get the next 5 years out of Watt, that's a lot of production.
Wait a minute, Jeff said, you got a point.
It's true.
I like the point that Hugh brought up about how quickly these guys have learned under Vic Fangio. Like, it usually takes a couple of years, and these guys got it together in one. Actually, inside of 1 year, when you think about it. So, to me, the fact that he's a little smaller doesn't bother me as much as it would, you know, normally. But also, it's not like we have to do this to win a championship now. We've won one. We've won two in the last 8 years. It's not like we've never won one, and TJ might put us over the top. Because in that scenario, maybe you would try to go for it. But
They're definitely not desperate, and none of us should be desperate. They just won the Super Bowl. And Jeff, we appreciate the phone call. I actually view it the opposite way, though. They're in a special window, right? Like, if the Eagles went 9-7 or 9-8 last year, whatever, and they were pretty good, the 7 seed, you could say, well, this guy will put them over the top, and I might say, yeah, or maybe they're not ready. Like, we know they're ready. Like, think about how many prime-level great or very good players they have. Like, a lot, right? Between Hurts and Saquon and AJ and Devontae and the line and Jalen Carter and Quinyon and Cooper and Zach Bond, they have the nucleus to win it again. So, like, I view it as, like, we're in this window where they could win two or three more Super Bowls in the next 4 years. And I think Watt gives them a better chance to do that. And look, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. And I don't think this is going to happen. So Nolan's probably going to be the one that's here anyway.
Yes.
So I hope he's the one with 14 sack seasons, and he's dominating in the postseason. And I say, look, I'm glad we kept him. But as I sit here today, I would do the deal. Antoine is in Philadelphia. Hey, Antoine.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Antoine. What's up?
I'm trying to sign TJ Watt. I've been listening to y'all this morning, you know, pros and cons about it. But I think if we get a motivated Watt who got traded, a motivated Watt, he might just put up 20 sacks this year.
Well, he's done it before.
A motivated Watt is going to be crazy.
I'm curious. What is the motivating factor for TJ to be here?
The motivating factor for TJ is he's been with an organization who ain't been winning for a while. So winning should be motivated. What you think?
Money's going to motivate TJ Watt. I think money is, in order to get TJ Watt, TJ Watt has a dollar amount in his head. And if he doesn't get that dollar amount, then, you know, this, it doesn't matter.
But Hugh, if you give TJ 2 years, 80.2, just 100,000 more than Myles Garrett, just to make him the highest paid, add that with the 21 he got, and then the Eagles, you know, finagle the cap, I already do it, just to get him paid guaranteed for the first couple years.
Why are we doing that when we won the Super Bowl with a bunch of young guys last year?
Because Hugh, every year is a new team. So we want to get better, and if
that is not lost on me, sir. But you know, I did play 10 years in the NFL, so I understand that concept. But financially, if you got, for everything I just told you, got a bunch of young guys on here who in a small sampling size picked up what Vic Fangio was putting down in one season, why are you paying somebody $80 million when you already got the pieces here? What is the rationale in that?
Well, I'm not sure they have the pieces.
You weren't sure they had the pieces last year,
right? But they have less. They clearly have less than they had last year. They just have less good players.
See, we tend to forget.
Last year. So if you bring Watt in for them young guys, it's going to benefit. Of course, we're talking about getting rid of Nolan, and I love Nolan. Anybody the Eagles draft and come here and he rolling with us, I'm going to have love for him. But to get a motivated TJ Watt for a year or two, that could be scary, man.
Antoine, good call, man. We appreciate
it. It's not a good call.
What is?
It's not.
Well, I think the motivation is something different. He's going to get paid.
He's going to get paid regardless of the way the motivation goes.
I would think is his legacy. Think if I'm him, I'm like, I've put in, what is it, 8 years?
He's put in work. He's definitely put in work.
Of Hall of Fame work. And you're paying
and he's going
every,
to the Hall of Fame. And, but, he's definitely going.
So, but if I'm him, I'm like, wait a second. I've been the guy here for all these years, and now you're paying everyone but me. You're bringing DK Metcalf. He's never played here. You paid him. You're bringing in Jalen Ramsey, and obviously he's making a lot of money. I don't get my money. So screw you guys. I'm going to go to Philadelphia and win the Super Bowl.
Because he plays a position that has turned expendable like overnight.
Right, but I'm saying I think there is motivation if they trade him.
I hear you.
He'd probably be the best player the Steelers ever traded away.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear what you're saying. But I'm not giving up Nolan Smith on a team that has a tremendous upside, in my opinion. And when you talk about these young guys playing together, like, this is the thing we tend to forget. And I'm here to remind everybody. We had this same conversation about this defense at the beginning of last year.
But there's something missing. We're pretending that the young guys on the front were the leaders. They weren't. Like, Josh Sweat had more sacks than any of these guys we're talking about. They were the secondary. They were secondary.
Josh Sweat came on late in the season.
No, I know, but there is something about being the background singer versus being the lead singer. Mm-hmm. We've never seen these guys be the lead singers. Like, never seen Hunt or no.
And with that being
said. So we're assuming they can do it. And I think they can, but I don't know.
That, you know, Diana Ross used to be a background singer before she became a lead singer.
I thought she was an actress.
Well, she used to be. I'm just saying, before she became a world-renowned actress.
Yeah, here we go.
She was a background singer.
Yeah, but there's sometimes background singers are background singers for a reason.
So you have to give them the opportunity to thrive and grow.
I agree with that. But it doesn't mean I think they're going to win the Super Bowl because they're just here.
No, but this is the thing. Nobody wants to give. We've seen this defense. Everybody act like this is the 85 Bears and we're just adding one more piece. This defense was a huge unknown last year. We went into last season hoping and praying that our offense was going to click and be the offense that we thought they were going to be. That's why they paid the receivers. Mm-hmm. That's why they were willing to let Josh Sweat go, because the offense was supposed to lead the way. And unfortunate for the offensive coordinator or the quarterback or whatever it was, that didn't happen. So the defense led the way.
Yep.
But that's not the design.
That's not the design. That's true.
Yeah, so we want to break from the formula. Let's not forget, even though the defense was as good as they were, that was not supposed to be the leading factor for this team.
So we're hoping and wishing again that it turns out the same way.
We're hoping, okay, to your point, we're hoping that the offense takes off like we thought they were going to take off, and the defense is going to be complementary like they were supposed to be, but they weren't.
Yes, that's the hope.
But it wasn't like that. So now we want to change the formula because T.J. Watt's available.
Yeah.
That's not the formula.
It could be.
That's not the formula.
But it was the – it turned into the formula last year. So let's replicate –
By happenstance. I just wanted to use that word.
Okay.
Just wanted to throw that
just
out
like
there.
We just working words in. Jay Langer.
Yeah, you know me. I just like to work, you know.
And the MB Wiggy.
Yeah, you know, you remember that word. That was going to be
MB Wiggy.
Stop, man. MB Wiggity.
Ike Stopman at the end is my favorite.
No, because Ike was – but you see, when I was saying it, he was over there shaking his head like, yeah. But then he was like, wait a minute, what?
Yeah. What's going on? All right, let's talk to DOT in West Philly. What's up, DOT?
Hey, what's going on, y'all? How y'all feeling?
Good, what's up, man? What's up?
Hey, listen, right? The Nolan Smith, T.J. Watt trade cannot go down. Let me give you a few reasons. For one, me personally, this is one of my number one reasons, but I got a couple more. How do you think the rest of his homies going to feel after they trading? Y'all think that you think Jalen Carter would resign? What did he do? If I'm Jalen Carter and y'all trade my guy, that we got a chance to make better with me.
Yeah, the homies.
I'm going to blow up the contract. Y'all going to have to pay me. I'm going to crack the Eagles.
Yeah, you got
to
cut self. That was a self.
So I think it's a good point, DOT. I think it's a fair thing. Hold on. I think it's a good. It's a good part of the conversation, right? All these Georgia guys came in, and now you're kind of dumping one for an outsider. But like we realize, they just took Jahad Campbell, and that probably means they're not going to pay N'Kobe Dean. Is it, Hugh? In this life in the NFL. This is reality here. They're not all going to be here forever, and they may have just drafted N'Kobe's replacement. So,
that is the nature of the beef.
Yeah, I mean, it's part of football.
Yeah, the beef, which I'm making it seem like, Nolan Smith had the injury last year, like N'Kobe Dean. I'm making it seem like he didn't come off last year at the end of the season. He's not a scrub. He's played great, and he's only 24. He's not 30. Just give him a chance to go into it. If we trade him for T.J. Watt, yeah, T.J. Watt is a great player, but just like the other coach said, why are they trading? Why is that trading? He's so much trading. Another thing, Pittsburgh, the number one, they paid the most players last year on defense, and they wasn't nowhere near top 10.
Why did the Giants let Saquon Barkley go? People do dumb things all the time. If I can get a great player, like that's like us saying last year, well, why the Giants let him go? Are we sure we want to sign Saquon?
Because they ain't pay.
Right, but,
same thing.
So non-great teams do dumb things all the time. So I want to take advantage of it. I'm not going to take them because the Steelers don't know what they're doing. The Steelers just signed Aaron Rodgers. Like, do we think the Steelers, and DOT we appreciate it, do we think the Steelers are in a good place right now? They signed Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
They're in a terrible place.
He was high probably at practice.
Yeah. They regret that in 10 minutes is what they were going to regret, okay?
I don't know what that is, dog. I'm on the air. How you doing? See, that's what I'm talking about right
there. We've reached the portion of the show where Hugh talks to everyone on the concourse.
Well, I know. Congratulations. I guess congratulations.
She had some sort of shawl on. I didn't read what it said. It was a birthday or a graduation or something. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I also don't know what's going on with Jack versus the camera, but his golf coach from high school was on yesterday. Let's hear some of this as he came on to kind of explain his relationship back in the day with Jack.
Definitely thought he was big man on camera.
Yeah. Okay.
And there were times where I would have to say to Jack, you know what? You're not allowed to wear your golf hat on the golf course. I mean, your baseball hat. He was Mr. Baseball.
Yeah. Right.
Yes. And he never shied away from telling you how good he was in baseball.
I mean, ace the staff for 2 years, you know.
So no change is where we're at. You know, the Jack from high school is still the Jack as he is now. Did you enjoy his coach on yesterday? This is your life, Jack Fritz, has become this week on WIP.
See, we're here now. We're here.
We've been here all week.
And I'm trying to figure out a nice way to say it. But it's obvious from, what is it, he had his baseball coach on.
Oh, and then the golf coach there.
And his golf coach that – Jack has a high sense of self, which is not bad. Not bad to have that.
Sure.
It's not bad to have that. But.
Great competitors typically.
Yeah, they are. But there's something that it feels like Jack's missing. And that's
– what do you want to say? Is it heart?
Soft.
Toughness? Mental toughness?
That.
I mean, what are you getting at?
Jack needs to
– He's an idiot.
This event – thanks a lot, Francisco. Don't put words in my mouth because I ain't said nothing. He needs to
bounce
back.
You're alluding to it.
Well, no, he just needs to bounce back,
man. Of course he does.
He needs to bounce back.
I still think he's going to win this thing.
But these last couple of days ain't really been ringing endorsements.
Well, the video is out now. At least some of the video is out
from the end
of that golf competition.
You know, this is the part of the show where I like to throw people under the bus. Okay.
Well, make it quick.
And, you know, there was some, you know, I was privy to a couple, you know, text messages that flew back and forth talking about, you know, putting pressure on certain people to change certain editing. And stuff like that.
You're telling me this isn't the raw video?
No, that from what I've been from what I've gleaned.
Wow.
From everything.
This is why you're not allowed to be in the behind the scenes meeting.
See, I'm kind of like, I'm not throwing everybody under the bus, but I'm alluding to a lot of, you know, massaging of the video.
Okay.
Because I heard that it might be way worse than the part that was.
Well, I've seen the full video.
You have.
And I can tell you, it is bad. It was as rough as you could.
All I gotta say. Is Jack better bounce back what Wednesday? Because if he don't, I ain't coming to Thursday.
Well, he might not either. All right, 215.
I'm just saying.
592-9494. Coming up, we'll get you set for the doubleheader. Leading off, Phillies Padres. Bryce Harper's in the lineup. Should he play both games? And a Philly I saw in a trade rumor this morning. We've seen this name out there before. Not for a while, though. The Phillies move on from a veteran we're all very accustomed to. 215-592-9494. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Oh, I got to read.
Yeah,
Hatfield just dropped something special. It's this marinated carnitas. Let me tell you, that's what I'm going to do when I get home. I have four of them, right? But I'm going to go and take the other two and put them in the crock pot. And I'm going to make me some quesadillas. They're tender, juicy. They have flavor for days. This isn't your average pork roast. This is a next level pork roast. The new Hatfield marinated carnitas pork roast is perfect for Sunday dinner or today. Or whenever you feel like a hero or want to feel like a hero without breaking a sweat. Trust me, you're going to want to grab one. Put some pork on your fork, people. Hit up simplyhatfield.com to find a retailer near you. Hatfield. Better care, better pork.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.